Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, effective documentation. Part one, here we go. Today, Mark, we're going to talk about how to document the performance of your directs and your communications with them. And that's a question we get all the time. People got all sorts of emotional stuff running around their head around it. And it seems hard and it doesn't have to be. And you're going to tell us how that is.
Yeah, I really think that it is. It does seem very hard for people, and it's not. It's trivial, actually, but we've made it into something that it isn't. We've got 9 points we want to make. It's, I think, it'd be a long cast, unfortunately, but we want to cover the waterfront here. So the first thing we're going to talk about is documenting is really just performance reporting, guys. And your job as a professional is not only to do the work, but also to report the work to the rest of the organization. So documenting is a part of our job, okay? Now, we probably mean something different than you do when we say documenting. We just think of it as note-taking. And that's why we're going to talk about the fact that fear of documentation from some directs is just, we understand they feel that way, but folks, it's unfortunate, but it's necessary. And the fact is, you're just taking notes. The best way to document is something called contemporaneous, which means basically at the same time. You don't wait. A lot of managers mistakenly make notes later and think that that's good, and it's not. Handwritten notes are fine. Formality is unnecessary, guys, completely unnecessary. It's overrated. You don't need memorandum from for records. You don't need emails. They might be helpful. But too many lawyers want us to do their job and write the case for them. And that's not our job. Our job is to manage and to create results and to keep people. You don't need signatures. And folks, you really just need to stop thinking about documenting and start thinking about taking professional notes about the performance of you and your team. If you do that, you'll be fine. And you'll be able to not only support the good things that your folks do, but also the bad things on occasion when they make mistakes.
All right. So let's talk about what I think is the biggest problem with managers, and that this usage of the word documentation, how it just has such negative connotations associated with it. Of course, taking notes doesn't have a whole lot of negative connotation. So let's talk about that and the fact that documentation is performance reporting.
Yeah, it is. It really is. When managers think documentation, most of us think of creating a record of poor performance to be used to help terminate a direct's employment, okay? And that's it. We don't think of documentation as the notes we take in a meeting about deliverables, but that's documentation too, because all documentation is a formal word for note-taking that, well, look, us calling it documentation came about for three reasons. The first and most important is we managers traditionally have done a horrific job of keeping track of, let's call it that, keeping track of things. Let's call it that rather than documentation for now. We've done a horrific job of keeping track of our directs' performances. We're too busy. They're doing fine, really. This is just a blip, right? I'll keep track of it when I need to, which is to say late stages, right? And I don't need to until I need to, which is, of course, dumb, because then you've got Horseman's Christmas rule in effect, which means you don't do it very often, but when you do it, it's important to you. And then managers are like, oh, I don't know how to document. Okay. So basically, we don't keep track of things. We don't document performance. We don't take notes.
Another reason has got to be the fact that our directs only see us keeping track when they're doing poorly, right? If that's the only time we start doing it. And so there, again, there's a bunch of negative connotations associated with that.
Yep, exactly. It's no wonder that directs have a negative connotation associated with documentation, because what managers say is documentation is, I'm getting ready to fire you. But look, the other thing, to me, it's a vocabulary thing, and I want to take the vocabulary away from these folks, is the lawyers and HR people that use formal words when they talk to us about poor performers. And they said, do you have any documentation? The reason they use formal words is that virtually all lawyers and most HR managers aren't thinking. No, folks, this is not a ding on HR. This is a function of their role. It's certainly a function of a lawyer's role. They aren't thinking about supporting the manager. they're not thinking about supporting the direct when they think about documentation or our notes or whatever else. They're thinking about protecting the company. And they're actually thinking about the worst case of protecting the company in court, where guess what, guys? They call the kind of note-taking that professionals do on performance, the recording of people's performance, they call that in court documentation. But just because that's the common usage for them doesn't mean, and now the negative connotation of documentation, just because that's common usage and we've spun it to mean negative, doesn't mean the underlying behavior of performance reporting, of note-taking, of keeping track, isn't completely reasonable, even required. It is. Keeping track of your direct's performance is not only reasonable, guys, it's our job. It's part of our job. Performance tracking, which is simply just individual performance reporting at a micro level, is a core part of the reporting within our organization. And I got to tell you, I want to say this again, we're the only people who are saying it. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound? Well, as we've said before, there's an answer to that, Zin Koan, and the answer is it doesn't, because sound is perception. By the same token, if you do work in an organization and you don't report it, you don't get credit for it because it's as if the work didn't happen. You do work that's connected to other people, and if no one knows your work is done, it can't be added to, changed, modified, transmogrified into profit maybe by somebody else. If you make a sale, but you don't report the sale and an invoice doesn't get sent, the company doesn't make any money. And if you make a sale, but the company doesn't make any money or product doesn't get shipped, it's as if a sale didn't happen. We've got to learn that in any organization, more than two or three or four people, you've got to be willing to report, which is to say, communicate about performance, communicate about things that are done. Look, for most of us, we can say there are systems in place to track our direct's performances. There are existing reports, there are metrics, there are system reports, and so on. But many of us, maybe even most of us, never take the time as managers to ensure that the reports and the reporting systems really do allow the manager to assess an individual's performance against their objectives. Most of us fail to realize until it's too late that one direct's results are sufficiently hidden in larger numbers that when we start relying just on team numbers overall, that's misguided in terms of getting accurate information about each individual on our team that reports to us and whose performance we're responsible for. Too many of us trust our guts and look at team reports and say, oh, I know who's doing what. So what this means is, as managers, we're responsible for, quote, documentation, unquote, all the time, because keeping track of our direct's performances, good or bad, is part of what we're paid for. The organization keeps track. The organization reports. It's really folly for us to believe that somehow, therefore, managers don't have to track and report, even if it's just to ourselves, so that we can be accurate when we're required to give them a review, which controls their addiction to food, clothing, and shelter, which the organization uses in order to, hopefully, if they're doing it right, effectively succession plan. This is actually worse than a joke, because really, us not keeping track of what our directs do. And I'm not saying in a spreadsheet, guys, I'm saying just keeping notes about what they do well and what they do poorly. And I'm not talking about reams and reams and reams. I'm talking about notes throughout a week, a couple, three or four times, so that you can have a good contemporaneous record of how people tended to do. If you're not doing that, it's really logically unsustainable relative to the continued existence of the organization. Now look, some of you are saying, well, that can't be right, Mark, because I haven't been documenting, I haven't been note-taking, I haven't been performance reporting, I haven't been performance tracking for years. My company's still here. Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I'm going too far.
Yeah, but it could be better.
Yeah, it could be a lot better. At some point, there's going to be a divergence between what the organization says is true about one of your guys and what you know is true. And if you don't have documentation, you're either A, not going to be able to fire them, or B, not be able to get them promoted, or C, not be able to defend their position in a steel cage death match, and they end up getting laid off because you don't have data. And that's not good. Okay, two other things that I want to share that everybody always forgets. because we've got this narrow negative construction of documentation as opposed to note-taking. We keep track of everyone's performance because we want to strengthen our relationship with them. Look, guys, how can we not take notes about folks with whom a better relationship leads to better results? Why wouldn't performance be a huge part of our professional relationship with somebody? And what would make us think we'd remember everything that might have relevance to that professional relationship? We're not going to. So it's better for my relationship with one of my directs to have more notes. And I don't mean every single thing they do, but being in the habit of writing down the things they do well and the things they do poorly in penmanship that no one can read but me. If in fact I have terrible penmanship, which often I do. Okay. The second thing is we need reasonable performance notes to get our best performers rewarded and promoted. Again, documentation is not just about helping somebody get fired. Documentation is the word lawyers use, and we've corrupted it into, oh, that's what you do when somebody's in trouble. But really, documentation is another word for note-taking or performance reporting, and we're obligated to do that because we want to take care of our best people. And nowadays, and frankly, for the foreseeable future, you can't just get people promoted because you say they're good. There's got to be data. Now, sometimes the system has data, but a lot of time it doesn't. Probably the most damaging result of the vulgarization of documentation, the word, the vocabulary, is we don't keep track, we don't take notes, and we don't have good data to present for why our top performers deserve outsized rewards from the organization for the stuff they've done. It's really kind of simple as that. Don't document your folks because you might need to give it to the lawyers, guys. Take notes on how they're doing because it helps you develop relationships. It helps you best performers. It helps your average performers who are on the bubble in a steel cage death match.
Yeah.
That's why you document, but not in the way that you think, because documentation is a bad word to most managers.
Okay. So let's talk about documentation, because it's not only a bad word or invokes fear for managers, it invokes fear for directs, right?
Right.
Directs don't respond well to documentation sometimes. So put me at ease there in terms of my relationship with my directs and quote-unquote documenting performance.
Yeah. Directs are using that term as negative connotation because basically the reason why lawyers ask for documentation, and often we get upset about it, is we didn't do our jobs well. And the most emotion-laden work choice, the word documentation being a dramatic word, ends up taking hold. And so that's what we're dealing with. When directs say, are you documenting? They're fearful for good reason, because documenting only happens when somebody's in trouble. The only time we managers for long periods of time, and of course, that's why Manager Tools is here, to change the way people manage. The only time most managers did this part of our jobs, keeping track of performance, was because we needed proof to fire somebody, because the lawyers and the HR said you have to document. So the only time we documented was when they were in trouble. And that, therefore, directs only saw it when they were in trouble.
Right. And you're saying that this form of documentation, this notion of documentation for the purpose of firing somebody, is completely wrong. That's the wrong way to look at it.
Yeah. Now, look, I'm not saying the lawyers are wrong. I can side with the lawyers here. I understand why they call it documentation. That's what the judge asks for in a wrongful termination suit. It's not just that we'd be better keeping track of things as things go along, guys. We really don't have any choice if we want to call ourselves professionals. It's not just better to keep track as things go along. First of all, you get better at it and it becomes second nature, and then you don't get upset when somebody asks for documentation. It's not just better to do it that way. It's really required, if you think about it, from the standpoint of being accurate in your performance assessments of your folks.
All right. Well, I mean, it is required. Okay. So I get that. But the fear still exists.
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't it? I mean, the only time most directs hear documentation is when they're in trouble, right? Remember, when you're managing a direct, they're bringing into the relationship all of their past manager relationships. If they've had one bad manager, and look, would you try to argue that somebody who's working for you hasn't had at least one? Holy crud, they have. Of course they had.
If not you.
Yeah, to them, if you're taking notes suddenly about their performance, and they've had one bad manager who used the words documentation the way lawyers taught him to, because he never had it. They see you taking notes. They think it's documentation. They get fearful. Your directs have learned that when you start taking notes, they're in serious enough trouble that defensiveness is an almost inevitable response. You're not doing anything wrong. What you're doing is reasonable when you take notes, and your directs aren't doing anything wrong either. Right. It's reasonable to be defensive when you think your job is in jeopardy.
So you think that their fears are justified?
Yeah.
Based on their experience.
Oh, completely justified. And look, folks, if you're listening and you're a manager, I'm not casting aspersions. I was there too. And who's to say that I won't get so busy in some other part of my job that I'll lose my way a little bit when it comes to management. But guys, it's completely normal for your directs to see you taking notes and get worried, because the world that exists today in 2012 is a world that says managers only start taking notes when somebody's in trouble. Okay. So the point of this is, let's not penalize our directs for their emotional response when we do the right thing, but they ascribe it to something else. It would be way better if you had a good relationship. I tell managers all the time, what do I say when my directs say, are you documenting? And I tell them, look, I am. Yes, I am. And when the direct goes, well, am I in trouble? No. Well, managers only document when you're in trouble. No, actually, that might be true for everybody else. It's not true for me. Let me put it differently. You call it documentation. I call it note-taking. We're in a meeting. I take notes. That's what I do. When you do something good, I write it down. When you do something bad, I'm going to write it down, because I don't remember stuff. And if your other bosses or some lawyer talk to you and call this documentation, fine. Legally or technically, I am actually documenting. But dude, I document when my kids say, Dad, can you pick up some ice cream? I write that down.
Right. Nobody gets upset about that.
I don't think it's documentation. Yeah, nobody gets upset about that. In fact, my kids get upset if I don't write it down.
So when they get upset, I mean, that's how you address it, right? You just tell them that you're simply taking notes.
Yeah, and I think if the direct is defensive and says, why are you documenting, or what are you doing? And we'll talk about those objections in a moment. If the manager gets defensive, the direct knows they've hit the nail on the head. If you're doing the right thing, why would you be defensive?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're going to hear in these examples some pretty calm responses. Yeah, for all of the Sturm und Drang about documentation, there's an easy way to handle it. Just tell them you're doing your job. Just tell them you're doing what you do in any business meeting. You're taking notes. Now, look, every time I do this at conferences, it just happened the other day in Houston when we were talking about note-taking. Somebody says, well, my directs are going to say this or that. And the moment I answer the first concern, somebody says, well, no, that's not what they say. They say this. And I said, well, this is what I would say to that. And they say, oh, no, that's not what they say. They say this. I'm like, dude, do they say all these things? Or are you just trying to figure out the one thing I don't have an answer to? So, Mike, why don't you throw some questions at me and I'll do my best to answer. Yeah, I'll do my best.
Okay.
I'll try really hard.
All right, let me think of one.
And by the way, guys, I've been taking notes on my directs for years, and I've handled all these questions. And please, Manager Tools doesn't teach what Mike and I do as bosses. We teach what we know hundreds, thousands of other managers that we've watched change their behavior or use our stuff have done, and it works. I'm going to play the role here, but trust me, this is what I've told thousands of managers before.
Okay, so let me dream something up here. Okay, well let's do the easiest one, which comes up all the time. Why are you taking notes?
Because, dude, that's what I do in meetings. I take notes. I don't remember everything. Sometimes I remember stuff wrong. I want to be able to track my deliverables and your deliverables. I have lots of meetings. Lots of things are said. You're talking. I'm going to write it down. That's just the way professionals work.
Okay. Well, I see this a little different. Are you taking notes about my performance and how I'm doing?
Yeah, I am. Of course I am. I'm responsible for your performance, dude. I wouldn't dream of shouldering that responsibility without having good notes about how well you're doing. Now, folks, let me just say, each of these questions stands alone. We can string them together as well, but you'll get these questions. You won't get them necessarily in this order, and you'll get individual ones from different people depending upon how they want to ask it. Okay? Keep going.
Okay. What are you writing down?
Here, you can look at it. Stuff you say, stuff I say, stuff we agree to, stuff you do, stuff you don't do, right? Stuff I have to do, dates, times, names, numbers, status, good stuff, bad stuff. Often the most important stuff is deliverable, so I can check whether or not you've done what you said you were going to do or I said I was going to do as much as I can. Just what we're talking about.
Are you writing down my mistakes?
Yeah, I am. I am. And the other stuff too. But yeah, sure, I write down mistakes and errors and failures and missed deadlines and poor quality. And, dude, I write down good quality and made deadlines and successes. And by the way, just a little joke here, there is a way for me to not write down any of your mistakes. Don't make any. That'd be great.
Okay, here's another question that might appear a little bit independently of this string of questions.
Right.
Are you only writing down my mistakes?
Hell no. What good would that be? If I only did that, I wouldn't have a lot. You don't make a lot of mistakes. It wouldn't be fair to my top performers because then I'd only have the mistakes and I wouldn't be able to support them. It wouldn't be fair to them to not have notes about what they've done well. If you're struggling and I want to keep you, why wouldn't I write down good stuff? It's expensive to hire and replace people, dude. I want to keep you here. Don't be silly. If you don't know that, hopefully you will at some point, but I want you to stay. And so I'll write down good stuff and bad stuff.
Are you documenting?
Okay. Now, in this case, there are two answers. Okay. I'm going to do the standard one first, Mike, and then you ask again, and I'll do the counterintuitive one.
Okay.
Ask me again.
Are you documenting?
No, dude, I'm not documenting. Documenting is what bosses do when a director's in trouble, and they have to do it to satisfy HR and the lawyers. You're not in trouble, so this isn't documenting. I'm just taking notes because I take notes when I'm in meetings. That's how I do things.
Okay.
That's the standard answer, guys. And what you're doing is you're accepting your direct's definition of documenting, and then you're telling them that's not what you're doing. They want to extend the definition of documenting to all note-taking by people with responsibility or power, which, of course, is ludicrous. Okay? So now we'll do the counterintuitive one, Mike. Ask again.
Okay. Are you documenting?
Yeah, dude. I'm documenting. That's what all note-taking is, documentation. I documentate my grocery list. I documentate stuff I remember to do. I documentate stuff I'm told to do by all kinds of people. Mostly because I forget stuff pretty easily because I'm a high D, high I, and stuff just falls out of my ears, right out of my brain, out of my ears, onto the floor. I documentate stuff I forget and then suddenly re-remember. I document because I'm responsible for stuff and I'm responsible for lots of stuff. If you want to call what I'm doing documentation and blame me for it because some previous boss did that, well, dude, good luck with that. I'm doing the right thing. I'm taking notes. Okay. That's all I'm doing. It's only documenting if we want to take the most broad view of the word documenting in the world. And when you get promoted, this documentation is going to be the thing that does it. So I'm poking you with a note-taking umbrella, and you're calling it documentation all by yourself. And for those of you who don't know what I just said, you'll have to go back and listen to the umbrella story. And let me go a little further. Let me add something. Now, those of you who have been listening a long time, you say, okay, that's good, but maybe that's not exactly right. Let me give you some more fodder to think about and roll around in your head. And of course, those of you with licenses can download the show notes and look at this and maybe cobble together an answer that you feel you can do. And by the way, guys, let me just tell you something really funny that some of you will think Horseman's a weirdo. You know, I really don't care. If it were me and I were a newer, younger manager, and I knew there was a chance in the next couple of years that I was going to have to document in the negative sense of the word. And I knew I was going to get these questions. Maybe you're learning now, okay, I'm going to document. And my team is sitting there, and they had a couple of bad bosses before. And by the way, if you're in a technical team, if you're in a code writing or software development team, this is particularly apropos if you're a young manager and your guys and gals who are working for you have a lot of experience, because code documentation is considered a chore, a pain. It's necessary. It's incredibly valuable. It's what allows us to use around the world teams in order to keep writing code 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But most artistic code writers hate documentation. Mike, agreed? They hate documenting their code?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So they already if you're a software development person, documentation gets a double whammy. Okay. But if you're a young manager and you know you're going to end up having this conversation and they've had a bad boss before, so to them, documenting is what bad bosses do about bad directs who might get fired, or the guy that was our favorite on the team got documented last year and we lost him or almost lost him. So therefore, we hate young managers who come in here and think they should document stuff. Anyway, here's what I would do. And I know you're going to think I'm weird, but I don't care. I would practice this. I would practice it like the Pledge of Allegiance or like the feedback model, so that when somebody asked me, it would just roll off my tongue like, I pledge allegiance to the United States of America. Boom. Just just like that. Or, hey, can I get some feedback? When you're late, I worry about you. Can you be on time? Thanks. It's 3 seconds. And so I'm going to give you a lot of words, and you can put them together any way you like, but accept the fact that what you're doing, note-taking, performance reporting, individual performance reporting by an individual manager, is absolutely necessary. It's not just sufficient, it's necessary for a good boss. So let me just add this little soliloquy for some of you who may want it. You might say this: look, I don't know who your previous bosses were, or at least I don't know how they managed you. Maybe they only took notes when you were struggling. I'm not them, and that's not me. You're thinking I'm them is like me thinking you're my worst nightmare, which is not cool, and I don't think that. Part of my job is evaluating your performance. I can't do that only at the end of the year. And dude, I wouldn't want my boss only relying on whatever systems there are in the company. I'd want him to have more data, not less. You might not think of note-taking as data, but that's what it is. Maybe you don't trust me. And you know what? I'm okay with that, and I'm willing to work on that. Maybe it's because of me. Maybe it's because I'm a boss. Maybe it's because you've had other bosses that weren't trustworthy. But I'm going to tell you something. Even if you don't trust me, I'm trustworthy. And if you don't trust me, it's only because I haven't earned it yet. Now, look, that's cool with me. At some point, I will. For now, though, if you want to use my note-taking to not trust me, knock yourself out, dude. But note-taking doesn't make me untrustworthy. It makes me professional. And not taking notes right now to make you feel better would only be a burden to both of us later when you do well, or when I need notes to figure out where you went off the rails and how I can help you get back on the rails.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, and I think part of this cast, guys, and I know we're going long, and I know it's going to be a two-parter. I know some of you are going to write me and say, you talk too much. Okay. I want you to take notes. Mike and I want you to take notes. We also want you to understand that what you're doing is honorable. It is. And the word documentation has made it dishonorable, and many of you are uncomfortable. And look, nobody's teaching you how to manage except us. And so you're thinking, if you're a young manager and one of your directs says, oh, you're documenting, and you know that documenting is bad, you stop doing it. Don't stop, guys. There's honor in doing the right thing, and this is the right thing. And your best people and your worst people will benefit from it when you figure out why, like I said, why they're going off the rails. And when you get your best people reported when you're young or promoted and you're a young manager and people say, wow, how'd you do that? Man, I took notes. They're going to say, oh, I thought that was documenting. And you'd roll your eyes and go, yeah, it kind of is, but those of us who are good at our jobs, we know it's honorable.
And if you want to get somebody promoted or you want to get them a raise under tight financial circumstances, the only way you can do it, it's the steel cage death match. The person with the most documentation wins. Right?
You know what you just said? You're so right, dude. It's in tight financial situations, everybody assumes nobody gets promoted. Actually, people do get promoted. The guys whose bosses go in and just have a 10-foot tall ironclad case for why their dude is awesome.
That's right. So maybe I should reword that. That's how I say it most of the time, but maybe I should start saying the person with the most notes wins.
Yeah, exactly.
And that would take the negative connotations away.
Yeah. And what people don't understand is when you're talking about humans, notes are data. Feelings about how awesome your dude is not data. You got to have notes. He did this. He did this. He did this. He did this. And I know we talked about it in the Steel Cage Deathmatch meeting podcast. And if you don't know what that is, folks, go to the website, search for Steel Cage Deathmatch. You'll find it. That name comes from our good friend, Dan McGuire. And it's a real occurrence. It happens every couple of years in virtually every industry. And you know how to be ready. You need to know how to be ready for it. And note-taking is a core part of it.
And yeah, the beauty of what you just gone through is, folks, if you do a lot of note-taking / documentation, there will be occasions you're going to get pushback. If you're not doing it now, you're not going to get nearly as much pushback as you think, but you will get some pushback. And you've gotten in the past too, right, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. I got an email once. I wrote it in the show notes from memory, but this is the exchange. A direct sent me a note. Hey, just want you to know that some folks are saying they don't like your note-taking in these one-on-one meetings. So I wrote back, thanks for the heads up, dude. And I continue to take notes.
Of course.
And the direct sends me another email. He referenced the earlier mail and says, I thought you weren't going to take notes anymore. And I said, whatever made you think that? And the direct said, you said thanks. I was like, whoa, this boy is not political. He doesn't get it. You know, I kind of laughed and I said, I would no more tell you to change your hairstyle, which, by the way, this guy's hairstyle totally was hurting his career. I would no more tell you to change your hairstyle because I didn't like it than I would expect you to tell me to change a core part of my responsibility because you didn't like how I did them. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's the key here. That's what you got to get to your head is documentation is not a bad thing. And it is part of your job. Note-taking is part of your job and responsibility as a professional. Yep. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you on the discussion forums. www.manager-tools.com/forums. See you there. So long.